Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. Which party controls Congress still isn't known as key House and Senate races continue to be counted. Even so, it looks possible that President Biden will spend the rest of his term in office with at least a Republican-controlled House. NPR's Tamara Keith has more on how that may work.
If Democrats are able to hang on to the Senate, then Biden would at least be able to keep getting judges confirmed, which is something he has already done at a record clip. With narrow margins, Democrats in the last couple of years already had Biden scaling back his ambitions, and he had to do some things through executive actions like student loan forgiveness, which is getting hung up in court, as often happens with executive actions. So you could expect to see more of that.
NPR's Tamara Keith reporting. Nicole made landfall on the east coast of Florida around Vero Beach this morning as a Category 1 hurricane, but weakened to a tropical storm shortly thereafter. Danielle Pryor with member station WMFE reports more than 230,000 homes and businesses are without power in the state.
Nicole is forecast to continue weakening as it moves along Florida's east coast, bringing tropical storm force wind, storm surge, and heavy rain to central Florida throughout the morning. As of 4 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, the storm was clocking in at 70 miles an hour in some areas. Officials are asking residents to stay off the roads as downed power lines and flooding is possible. The rare storm in November prompted closures of airports and theme parks as well as evacuations. President Biden approved a state of emergency for the storm-weary state ahead of Nicole. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Pryor in Orlando.
New numbers on inflation in the economy are due out this hour from the Labor Department. NPR's Scott Horsley reports forecasters think the annual inflation rate cooled a bit last month, although prices are still climbing at a rapid rate.
The Consumer Price Index for October is expected to show prices up about 7.9% from a year ago. That would be a slower pace of inflation than September's rate of 8.2%, but it's still nearly four times the Federal Reserve's inflation target. The central bank has been raising interest rates aggressively in an effort to curb demand and bring inflation under control. Used car prices, which were a big driver of inflation last year, have been coasting back to earth, but rent is still putting upward pressure on the cost of living index. Food and airline tickets are also getting more expensive, just 2 weeks before one of the biggest eating and traveling holidays of the year. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
U.S. futures contracts are trading higher this morning. Dow futures are up about 0.1%. NASDAQ futures are up just over 0.3%. You're listening to NPR News. A federal judge has issued an arrest warrant for the founder of a prominent neo-Nazi website for failing to comply with the judgment in a multi-million-dollar lawsuit. Aaron Bolton with Montana Public Radio says the suit was related to an online harassment campaign targeting a Jewish woman.
In 2016, the Daily Stormer founder Andrew Anglin called for a, quote, troll storm against realtor and Whitefish, Montana resident Tanya Gersh over a perceived slight against a prominent white supremacist family. Anglin's followers harassed and made death threats against her family. Gersh sued and was awarded $14 million in restitution, but Anglin failed to pay or respond in court. A federal judge in Missoula has now found Anglin in civil contempt and issued a warrant for his arrest. Anglin's whereabouts are unknown. For NPR News, I'm Aaron Bolton in Columbia Falls, Montana.
At the 56th annual CMA Awards in Nashville last night, it kicked off with a tribute to the late Loretta Lynn with Carrie Underwood singing one of her signature songs, Coal Miner's Daughter. Miranda Lambert and Reba McEntire also joined in. Meanwhile, Luke Combs is the winner of the Country Music Association Award's coveted Entertainer of the Year trophy. It's his second. He also won Album of the Year for Growing Up. Alan Jackson was awarded the Lifetime Achievement Award. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News from Washington.